And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the break. You guys were listening to Donald O, and those were those songs were Another Day and Trust in Me. The number to call in, should you choose, is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You guys can join the chat room, the Den Pen. I hear they're having a good time in there tonight.
Yes, they are.
Usual. We had a great debate of absurdity on how to handle a fat athlete. Joe believes our country is a country of shame, and that's what our country was built on. And Pip thinks you should move. So that's what I got out of that.
Just the name of the bit, folks. Yeah, don't sit there and go, Jesus Christ. You know, yeah, really, what do you think it was called?
Yeah, it's like really a lot of the things I said. It's like I don't really believe that.
Yeah, it wasn't called Face the Nation. Okay.
Could be. If we do a serious show. All right, should we? We didn't do Ann Jackson last week. Should we do some Ann Jackson?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see where she is.
I have an idea. you know, I think I was right when I left off that she actually had heard from the FBI. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She had actually sent the message, and they told her that they were scammers.
Yes,
and she was not necessarily.
Yeah, she sort of got that message with the general FBI.
Yes. So do a little scam.
It wasn't your type of general, was it, Joe?
No.
It's the best type of general there is.
Yes.
General Bulldog McIvey of the not U.S. Army.
Of the not U.S. Army.
Yeah, because he can't impersonate an officer.
Nope.
It's all right. We impersonate a radio show. Nobody's coming after us. It'll be fine.
Nobody's noticed.
Odd. Hello, you're on Davin's Den. Hello?
Scam Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters!
Call must have been a scam.
If it's something weird,
yeah.
And she looks real good.
How was I doing?
Scam Busters!
I was doing.
Oh. Joe, I guess you hadn't had enough of the barrel, huh?
I ain't afraid of no scams.
Sit there and enjoy your song.
I ain't afraid of no scams.
Fingers chasing. What?
That's the call in line. You go, look at this baby.
I know.
All right, anyway.
That's the call in line when you scared the shit out of us. The phone!
It's
what are
ringing.
We doing with it?
I didn't know what that was. Okay. We'll move on. I mean, usually, you know, pick up. Somebody's there.
Yeah.
That's usually the way it works. I ain't afraid of no caller.
Maybe the scammers are on to us.
Yeah, really?
Maybe Belinda wants to talk some more.
I ain't afraid of no caller.
That was weird.
Yes.
That was weird. What the? Now I'm getting texted. Hold on, it's one of the affiliates. Just carry on without me.
Yes, he's getting texted about show business in the middle of the show. That's the way every show works.
Now the phone's ringing again.
Calling.
What the son of a bitch?
Well, answer it, stupid.
I bet it's a fax machine.
You know what it could be.
What could it
cost for a fax machine?
Right.
Hello, you're on Davin's Den.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, I think I'm speaking for a lot of people here when I say that I'm kind of sick and tired of you making fun of everybody trying to make money overseas.
Hold on. Who are you? I understand that there's a lot of reasons to hate us, but who are you?
My name's Silas Rothschild. Really, I'm just one man with an opinion, and I'm just sick and tired of you bashing all the little guys overseas who are trying to make a day's pay.
I don't know if I was necessarily bashing them. I mean, I think we've kind of, you know, reported what's going on. Do you think our opinions have been too strong?
Well, yeah, of course I do. I mean, these people, I mean, if they don't do this, what are they going to do? They got to join death squads or something. This is an honest way to make a living over there.
An honest way?
Well, as honest as you can be. You know, that's a sliding scale. Let's be honest.
So you think can you give me an example of where you think we've been too hard on our African counterparts, just trying to earn an honest day's wage?
Well, yeah, I mean, like you've been stringing along these pansies or patsies, if you want to call them that, for over a year now.
You're
eating into the bottom line. They work on commission.
That's the idea.
They work on commission? How do you know how they get paid?
I know things. I, I, I've been around the block a few times there, big boy.
All right, he's clearly seen me.
I think he's talking about our last segment.
So do you think people like myself and scam baiters are in the wrong for trying to drag this out and try to waste their time and money and hopefully not let more innocent people get scammed? We're in the wrong?
Yeah, no one's really in the right here. I think it's a buyer beware situation. If you go in with your eyes closed, then you're probably going to, hit a wall.
Well, then what? If it's buyer beware, then shouldn't the scammers buyer beware of me?
Well, yeah, if you want to get all semantic, but I think you're not playing fair. They're not too educated over there.
Well, I'm not too educated over here. Well, I mean, who's to say how educated I am? You've clearly heard our show before. You know I'm not very bright, so isn't it really fair? Them versus me?
Well, I suppose it's a kind of an idiot's duel, but you seem to be winning a lot of these.
I do seem to be. So you would rather that the scammers won more?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying that these people aren't scamming. What are they going to do? They're going to be pipe bombing, or they're going to be robbing old ladies. You know, this is like a white-collar job over there.
Okay, so all right. Well, I understand you. I understand your feeling about the scammers, but what about the victims here? I mean, how should the victims react to this?
Well, I mean, if you're a victim, you're a victim. You know, I feel bad for you and everything, but hey, you had a couple months or whatever where you were kind of feeling pretty good. Why don't you kind of live through that a few times? Move on.
Move on. Well, that's Silas. That sounds kind of cold and cavalier. I think if we had that attitude, I don't think people would. I don't think we'd have any listeners. I think that's very, very cold. Where you seem to have empathy for the scammers whose time I waste, but you don't seem to have empathy for the victims.
Let me put it to you another way. If you're going to go in and you're not going to pay attention to what's happening, well, then you're going to get spanked. You're going to get hit. You're going to get hit on the thighs a couple times. You know, wake it. The wake up call is what it is.
So you think the scammers
need to eat?
So you think the scammers are actually doing a public service announcement? They're actually helping society.
In a way, they are. And next time you go to a car dealership or you go to buy something, you're going to think twice before you take somebody's word.
I guess.
So you're saying that they're teaching us to be cynical?
I don't know if you heard Pip. Pip, if you could repeat that.
So you're saying that it's good that they're teaching us to be cynical?
In a way, yes. There's too many Pollyannas wandering around with the big wallets, passing out dollar bills to any Johnny Joe coming by, and it's kind of a wake up call. It's an expensive one for some of them, but sometimes a slap in the face hurts.
you sound. I mean, I don't know you. I don't want to judge you, but you sound very cold. I mean, have you ever loved anybody? Do you have the capacity to love anybody?
I loved. I fell in love once with, all right, there you go, you got me. I fell in love once with one of these people, and, it didn't work out, obviously. They took a lot of money from me, a couple of fake operations, and, I flew out there, and nobody was at the airport. But, that's my story. It's my lot in life. I gotta suck it up and deal with that, so do you.
So you were just able to walk it off, and you don't have any sympathy for the victims that haven't been able to walk it off?
If I got hosed, then they should get hosed. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Did you ever find?
I'm moving on.
Did you ever find out the identity of the real person who was scamming you?
Kind of embarrassing. A fella named Josh Horowitz. That wasn't his name, of course, that he used on online.
Oh, so you knew it was a fella.
He went under Belinda Bugatti.
Belinda Bugatti. Belinda seems to be a popular name for these scammers.
Yeah, it does. Does, yeah.
I wish I would have known that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Mr. Rothschild, I'm a little taken back by this. I mean, we haven't really confronted anybody that wasn't a scammer, that was pro-scammer. But are you American? Where are you from?
Well, yeah, I live in the States. I don't make an honest living. Let's just put it that way. All right? We don't have to get into semantics about it or what's going on with my life, but it's not good. I don't like to talk about where I am. But U.S. citizen, that's me.
Sounds a little bit of like a little New England accent.
Yeah, now you've nailed me down to the East Coast. Way to go there, Columbo.
He's a nasty son of a bitch, but he's funny.
Yes.
Well, he sounds like he's bitter from his experience.
Are you bitter from your experience?
Yeah, I'm very bitter. She took me for a lot of money, and I feel like a bit of an idiot, you know. But I learn. I'm not sitting around crying or, you know, getting angry. Well, maybe I get angry. I prone to violence if it's of rage. But
are you a football player?
You got to work through it. That's all I'm telling people, you know. And these people, they got to make a living. This Josh guy, I found out who he was. I had his hand broken, you know. But that's my story, you know.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. I mean, have you sought any professional help to help get this anger out of your system?
Well, am I going to start giving my money to other people now? Other phony balonies? No thanks, you know. I don't even know their degrees are real. I went to college for a couple of weeks. Tell me your problems. No thanks. I'm not going down that road.
So you're just very distrustful in general at this point.
I am. I've always been distrustful. It's kind of made it a lot worse, but. You know, you gotta have a stick of upper lip, and you gotta suck it up. That's what I tell everyone: suck it up. You fall down, you get up. You pick yourself up by your bootstraps, and you go get a coffee or something.
Well, you know, you called yourself stupid, and you're not stupid. Although maybe your opinion is, but falling for a scammer is not stupid. I mean, there's a lot of smart people that fall for it. You seem like a somewhat intelligent person. I mean, it's just a case of being naive. I hope you don't think that people who fall for these scams are stupid. You don't think that, do you?
No, I don't think that they're stupid. I just, I don't know. I don't think I'm stupid, so I guess they're not stupid. But I'm just saying, you know, they have to understand that over there, this is how these people, you know, they make a living. This is how they work.
So,
this is how they put bread on the table.
So I guess it's just capitalism.
It is. You can almost look at it like Obama's running the place. You know, you take money from people who make it, and you give it to people who maybe don't make so much.
Do you hang out at the compound a lot? Because there seems to be a lot of like-minded people.
Joe's nodding.
Joe is agreeing with you. Joe wasn't really agreeing with you the stuff about victims and everything, but Joe was agreeing about Obama running things in Africa.
Well, it's the same general concept. You know, you don't do too much, you get paid for it. Good deal for them.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, I'm blown away. You've kind of shocked me. I'm sure there's people, Mr. Rothschild, like you, that feel this way. We don't feel this way. I mean, we try to dispel that myth, but you're certainly, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But, you know, listen, they are making a living. I guess it could be worse. I guess they could join ISIS or Boko Haram, but...
I didn't want to go that way, but yeah, what else they got to do at that point? You know, they closed down a shop. Yeah, let's go cut some heads off. That's the kind of way that's the way they roll down there.
You mean the heads?
Good one, they got me.
I can't believe you said that.
Really? Are you new?
Yeah, I am new.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
I'm a little confused about how you have two different opinions. You seem to be thinking that, it's just business as usual, but then you're upset with yourself and them that you were scammed out of money. So I'm not really sure where you're coming from.
Well, I'm upset because I lost the money, but at the same time, I'm a big boy. I wear big boy pants to work every day, and I got to suck it up. I got to learn from it.
Well, I got to say, it's Silas, right, Silas?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. I got to say, Silas Rothschild, you just might be the angriest man I have encountered. And I walk at work from across the table from Joe on a weekly basis, and he's pretty angry, and he's got reasons to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Silas Rothschild might be the angriest man. What did you say, in Northeast?
I would think Northeast.
Silas Rothschild might be the angriest man in America.
New England.
An angry man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think it's a man that, you know, learned from, the way he put it, learned from his mistakes and pulled them up by his bootstraps. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks. I mean, there's people handle things certain ways.
I'm on board with what Joe said, except for the different strokes for different folks.
All righty.
Gotcha. Pretty conservative.
Gotcha. Maybe I went too far, but you know what I mean. You know.
Well, there certainly is some value to, you know, people handle it their own way, and you got to suck it up, and there's certainly a way to deal with that, but, you know. Some people are not as well equipped. Clearly, you seem like a very well-adjusted man, Mr. Rothschild. I mean,
I take my prescription medications. I make good money, and I'm not making any more mistakes like that, you know. But just saying, if it's too good to be true, it probably is, and you got to kind of screw your head on straight.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate your opinion and your contribution.
And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in and listening. Silas Rothschild. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Keep up, we won't say the good work, but give him, cut him some slack.
Certainly try. I'll certainly try to lower my game.
Coming from you, sir, I think that's a compliment. Thank you very much. One grouch to another, yes.
Silas Rocha. All right.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Night. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I have to say that I'm kind of amazed that someone who was scammed would take the opinion that we should cut them some slack because they're just trying to do their job.
He's a capitalist.
But it's just amazing. Well, I mean, some of the ladies in the chat room were annoyed at
annoyed?
His,
is, are,
well,
we, are
annoyed
we putting it mildly?
His,
annoyed?
At his just walk it off, you know, attitude.
What, you don't think most of our fans embrace the walk it off? I'm shocked.
Yeah.
These aren't walk it off people, Pip?
No, I mean, I'm not going to say that you're a bunch of tough nuts, because I know that everybody would have to be a tough nut to, like, sit here and listen to us for 3 hours.
Everybody has their own process.
It's not the first time I've heard people say walk it off. Generally not from a victim.
No.
But you know what? It's hard for people. You know, he's not past this. He's clearly not over this.
No.
He's clearly not well adjusted.
Shira said he's really hurting.
Yeah. I mean, if I thought there was a way I could, you know, extend an olive branch and help him on this show,
mm-hmm.
I would, but I don't know if this is the forum. I mean, who knows? He obviously listens. He obviously knows what we're about. He might call in at some other point.
Well, the thing is, the comedy and also looking into this and talking about it, having an open forum for it is therapy for a lot of people who have been scammed. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of our listeners find solace in, but certainly they're not looking for like therapy from us, because
could
you
imagine?
My God, if this is where you're coming.
But that being said, I actually have helped people like privately.
But if
yes.
you talk things out, or if you're writing with somebody, and if you're writing with somebody and you write things out at a situation, and they have their situation, you have your situation,
mm-hmm.
and you write things out, you start to see your situation a lot clearer.
Yes.
And you can analyze it. And then sometimes you see their situation and realize it has some things in common with your situation, and it helps them. And you see, the interaction makes you see things clearly.
Oh, yeah.
In certain ways, and is very helpful.
Listen, well, that opinion that he has is out there. I just don't know if it's generally from victims, but it's out there.
Well, like you said, it's an opinion. It's an opinion.
And we welcome all opinions on this show.
Right.
He's certainly entitled. Listen, I'm just thrilled he's listening.
Everybody has their process on how they deal with the situation.
Sure. Right.
You know,
I mean, well,
the way he does, you know, how he deals with it.
Just like what you're saying, Joe. It's like, that's why those 12 step groups are so helpful, because everybody sits and talks through their own experience.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people hearing somebody else's story, I mean, I think that that's what we're helpful in doing here.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing somebody else's story, you might see parts of yourself and go, oh, you know what?
You
it's
do.
Not just me.
You do. And
I'm
you
not go, the one.
And
I
it's
didn't
not
screw
just
up
me. And sometimes you see things going, wow, you know? And you either go, well, I'm going on the right path, or I'm not going on the right path. You know,
mm-hmm.
but you see it. It shows your situation in a different light,
mm-hmm.
whether in the written word or the way you're speaking to it, or somebody else is going through a similar situation. So it's good to get all points of the story out.
Yeah.
The way people, different ways people deal with how they go through the process of getting over it.
Yes.
You know, this gentleman has his way of doing it, the hardcore way,
mm-hmm.
dealing with it, walking it off, moving on. You know, some other folks need, a little bit more time, a little bit more reinforcement. That's called being a human being. Everybody's different. Everybody gets over. It's almost like death. People grieve in certain ways. This is a grieving process.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And people are doing it in different ways, different approaches.
Yeah, he has his opinion on how
it's
working or maybe not working for him, but it's like then there's other people that need a little bit more of community.
They need a little more time, a little more community,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that, you know, and that's, the, you know, and it's just, it's a human thing. It's a grieving process.
Yeah, I mean, my Mr. Helix doesn't drink anymore, but he doesn't go to 12-step groups because that sort of group therapy scenario doesn't really work for him. That doesn't float his boat. But I know another person who lives by those kinds of scenarios, finds great solace and great learning about herself and her illness through that. So it's individual how you get over it. I was a little struck, as if I had been scammed myself, I was a little struck with his lack of empathy for the victims, but that's his path. That doesn't mean that that's everybody's.
Right. That's his path, and he's taken the hardball approach. In his situation, and where he doesn't have the empathy with people is because in his situation, his whole answer to the situation is, I got scammed, I'm walking it off, and I'm dealing with it.
Right.
So in that capacity, he wouldn't have much compassion for somebody that would need more, you know, therapy or, you know, help to get through it. So it's more of a hardball. It's more of a cold turkey approach, so to speak.
Well, I mean, clearly it's not working for him. He might think it's working for him.
Right. I was just going to say that. I mean, he's taking that and it's, quote unquote, working for him. But he seems bitter. And that's perhaps not healthy.
I hadn't really heard. I mean, I know they're out there, the gay scammers, but I hadn't really heard that before. But he fell for a guy.
Well, no. Wasn't he saying that the guy was the real name of his scammer that called themselves Belinda as well?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're right.
You're right.
I first thought that it was he was scammed by a guy.
I as well, until he mentioned the Belinda thing.
But then he went back and he said that he had him hurt. I don't know how he was able to get...
It could have been. Listen, there's scammers in America. There's catfishing and everything.
Yes, yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. He didn't specify where the scammer was from, but he said that he had the person. He said he handled it pretty much.
He handled it. You know, listen. You don't want to. You can't blame this guy for not wanting to go on details. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you don't know who's listening to this stuff.
Right. No. Of course not. No. You know.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, that sure was.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, I guess we should move on to the Ann Jackson.
So Ann Jackson,
or continue with it rather.
That's that. What a weird night, eh, Joe?
Yeah.
An intriguing night. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, once in a while we try to do something interesting. Of course, it takes people to call in and make it interesting, apparently. But
you know what? It was fascinating that call happened at that time, because basically we're going through this gentleman's process on handling a situation,
mm-hmm.
and now we're moving on to a totally different way
of handling it.
Well, we have also seen that Ann Jackson is very angry.
Yes.
We've seen that anger.
But we're also seeing where this gentleman here is more in reality.
He's accepted it.
Where Anne cannot get to that place.
Right.
All right. So let's
read on, Macbeth.
Oh, how many Mr. Davins we going with tonight?
Oh, let's say. I feel like 5.
Okay.
You know, I'm going 5 too, Tommy. I'm curious what Tommy's thinking.
No, because Tom's the guru.
Yeah.
Yes, he is the guru of the Mr. Davin. And we'll see how close everybody's getting. What do you ladies say?
It's ladies' night.
Yes. You anonymous players can
play.
By the
way, hi, girls. Yeah. A chance to say hi.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go on and they can weigh in.
Okay.
All right. So this is me responding to her. Now, remember, she just sent me a copy of the email she sent to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, I see the FBI responded to you. That looks official as per the .gov, mm-hmm. which is something, you know, we had to reiterate on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I want to see. I need to figure out how Brown became involved. Remember Cotton Brown in IC3
mm-hmm.
from the FBI. Okay, to me it seems like they figured out that you knew Simpson was a scammer. Remember Pedro Simpson?
Yeah.
California. Knowing how you do things, you probably CC'd them, carbon copied the scammers, letting them know you were onto them, and you spoke with the FBI, and they set the record straight. The scammers that contacted you as Brown saying they reviewed your case and want to work with you. You thought that this was the real FBI, but in fact, the scammers just adjusted to you finding out Simpson was a scammer on the first pass. So maybe they're not affiliated with Simpson, but they got that and go, okay, this is the game we're going
to
play.
And you gave them enough information, right. So now they know how to play it.
I'm very confident you do not have a Brown email with a .gov. If he was really the FBI, he would use that type of email, which I've been telling you. Please see if you can find it. I think we solved this mystery, Anne. The CC is what did you in, I believe.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I'm just trying to remember. I mean, he's Brown Cotton, but who was the one that wrote Brown Copper? Did he write it
Same
himself?
Same thing. Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I was just trying to remember who fouled up on it.
Mm-hmm. They all fouled up on it.
Yeah, the CC is definitely what did her in on that. It's just a total lack of common sense why she would even do that.
Yeah.
Because she's so angry, she wants to know, let everybody know, hey, I'm coming at you, MF.
You want to know something? Nope. We brought this up a couple of weeks ago, all right? What I will do if I have a situation, okay, where I have somebody, I'm trying to get something done with a vendor, and I go to a sales manager, and I will CC the customer service person with the sales manager going, I'm trying to get this order moving. They're holding it because it's $4 under a minimum, blah, 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 blah. And I'm shaming this person to see that I'm writing about them, which she's doing. Sometimes
yes,
it's an
yes.
effect.
However, there are situations where I'm renting somebody, and if I don't want the person I'm trying to get a better price for to see, I'm not going to see, because I don't want them to know.
Right.
And she should know, if there is any benefit of a doubt that these people could be scammers, why would you CC them on something to a legit organization? Maybe to show them that you're going to a legit organization. But if she has no clue of stopping this, she's giving them ammunition.
She's showing all her cards.
She's setting herself up for failure.
Yeah.
But she doesn't realize it. All right. Mr. Davins.
Number one. And by the way, Trucker Tom came in with one Mr. Davins tonight.
One
Mr. So that's all he gets.
One Mr. Davins.
All right, Tommy.
And Lisa
two
says...
Two Mr. Davins.
Lisa says three Mr. Davins.
Three Mr. Davins.
Says four.
Four Mr. Davins.
So me and Pip are the brave ones at five.
Five.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, good. All right.
Please ask Victim A to contact Brown Cotton. Then you can see if he is real. As far as I know, I really do not know what is going on with her case. In fact, Brown Cotton or Eric Borb will never tell me about the victim's cases due to privacy. Maybe you can find something from her case. It's so good that they're concerned with privacy, but she's not a
She's CCing everybody in town,
She's
the scammers have more ethics than she does.
She's putting it up on Facebook.
And also remember, she's posting herself as an expert on the topic.
Yeah.
I know. Very important to note this. She's the expert. Yes. She's an expert.
These people, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, David Copper, James Miller, and Parker Green, are real. I must tell you the truth that I am not interested in U.S. soldiers. Remember, I told her, you know, I heard that you liked this Miller.
Yes.
She did not like that.
She said she's not interested in U.S. soldiers.
In a loving way. I'm going to report Brown Cotton and FBI. We'll fire him or send him to the court at FBI. Maybe. I will report Jennifer Green. This 19-year-old girl is wicked. She wants the funds to be out, and this is why she cheated on me.
She cheated on you?
She cheated. Not me. Me.
No, I know. It was not me. Me.
Me.
Wait, had they cheated on her?
I think she means with the funds.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there was a
lesbian. I thought there were an item.
No. That would definitely be a turn that I would have written.
Yeah.
I didn't write this.
Yes.
So.
Darn.
Maybe they really want the funds, and this is why. They want to divert the funds. Their motive is to get the funds. Do not forget that bitch Jennifer wants to come to Japan, and she told me she would work hard after the funds come out. I guess these people want the funds. My conclusion.
Oh, you don't say.
Human beings are evil. My friend Jimmy Jones got killed by Thai woman and Pedro Simpson. They hacked Jimmy, and they went to UK to kill Jimmy. Brown Cotton told me about this, and he also told me that I have funds. This is all. You have the real document.
By the way, you're getting some cash.
Yeah, I know. It's so casual.
There's a silver lining here.
Have you heard of Segways, woman?
God almighty.
I know.
He said that is that.
That's that.
Dead guys. Kind of all right.
This is all. You have the real documents. You can see all the bank addresses, location. Match the real ones. They are real, but they are fucking idiot pigs. Stop. Hesitate and listen. Joe's back with a brand new edition.
they're legit. They're not, damn it. They're not.
I know.
What did you say a couple weeks ago? Willfully stupid?
Willfully stupid.
Yes.
She's sitting there making a statement that they're not. You didn't do your homework,
mm-hmm,
woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She goes on. After getting this mail from FBI on what?
It's just like, we'll stop. Joe will rant. Then we'll move.
Are you new here? That's how we do things.
Are you new here?
Somebody's got to direct this shit show.
That's how we do things.
Sure. After getting this mail from FBI on November 3rd, Brown Cotton contacted me, saying Pedro is a killer who kills my friend Jimmy. Was it little Jimmy? Who knows? Well, he's got millions now. Anyway, this Pedro Simpson does not only impersonate the FBI, he's also an ex-convict, but also is a killer. He went to UK to kill Jimmy, and he took his money away. This is what I know!
Yeah, that's because Brown Cotton told you so.
Well, this is what she knows.
And did he have all this money to fly? Everybody's flying around. I would love to see the frequent flyer miles these scammers rack up. Everybody's just jumping on planes every 2 minutes.
Maybe they're getting emails with free tickets like I did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I reported FBI, and then Brown Cotton started tracing my scammers. This is what Brown Cotton told me. Brown Cotton told me that my scammer group is total 14 people. They are all arrested. It takes 2 years to track them down. The case is over. Well, good job, Brown Cotton. It was a scammer's incident.
Oh, okay. I thought you were referring to one of the scammer groups on Facebook, and I was like,
no, no, Brown
what?
Cotton told we've solved the mystery.
We've got all 14 of them rounded up.
Fear not. Fear not. We handled it.
They're on their way to Guantanamo. Nothing to fear here.
You could imagine, you know, if you think this is real, this is great news.
Oh, it would sound wonderful if it was real.
Well, you have complete faith in this man at this point.
Yeah.
You would think. So this is a conversation between Brown Cotton and Ann. Brown Cotton says, you are right. She goes, do not destroy my life. Uck off my life. I think she meant fuck.
Uck off.
Uck off. He goes, never. You insult me. She goes, you did it. He goes, but I promise you. He goes, but I promise you. You will never joke with an FBI in your life again. I don't think she's ever joked with an FBI, to be honest.
No. Uck off is a joke.
It sounds like bad community theater.
Does it? Yes.
Is this the play you've been working on for 10 years?
No, it's good.
Yeah.
She goes, promise what? He goes, I'll teach you who I am, and then took her into an elevator. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Who's your daddy?
Nah,
I will teach you who am I. You think you can insult anybody and go free? Please. And then she goes, please see further. I just talked about my research. Then she goes, James, scammers are terrorists. I found them. He goes, yes, and killers too. She goes, last night I found them. I will forward it to you. He goes, do it now. She goes, also doing money laundering. He goes, yes. Why wouldn't he agree?
Of course he would.
Because they're doing stuff. She goes, I found it from the names. Because those scammers create their profiles by using their names, but using James' photos. I found it. That money. Money is code for money laundering. She continues, since they must study art and history.
What?
I did study that at university. Symbolic meanings and art history. Those hunters do not know it well. Stupid hunters.
What? Is she talking about the Illuminati now? What
know.
The fuck
what's,
is she talking
what's crazy
about?
Crazy about them. It's like busting into a hideout. And going, you know the crooks are making fake money. Nah, you don't say, see? Nah, what are you about? Yeah, you asshole,
it's like,
you're telling
it's like really?
You're coming to the scam. They're scam. Really? Are they? She's an asshole. I'm sorry. She's an asshole. She's a rectal opening.
I don't think that's very nice to say to a
Lisa
victim.
Says, where were they? Under the bed?
I think that's very nice. You had more empathy for Silas.
Because Silas acknowledged the problem. Anne is not.
All right. A little judgmental, but okay. And art history. Those hunters do not know it well. Since they do not know, these people will get the. Since they do not know, these people get well education. I'm so pissed off. And he says, Eric is coming. We will take care of them. Relax, please. Eric Bohr.
Oh, okay.
She goes, it is easy if you study art history. Criticism. I studied them all. Apparently this shit's a Van Gogh.
I don't understand what art history has to do with it.
I don't know.
But you want to know something? It makes no more sense than anything else in this. It's not like everything's been making sense.
No, I
and
know.
Suddenly this crops up.
I know.
You know, this is just, even though it's kind of like weird, it's like, all right, well, nothing, just put it in the fucking pile with the other shit.
I know, I'm acting like this is the bend in the road.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
right. Well, she's been making sense up to now. No, she hasn't been making sense
at
ever.
All. It's true. Yeah.
I studied them all. I studied them for 2 years. These terrorists are very good. So good. Please, read the photos I sent you. You can see how good they are. He goes, okay. She goes, they also have network. They have companies. All of them are legal in their country. They are building global network. See something.com. I found it. He goes, okay. She continues.
He's just letting her rant. He's like, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, makes you think it's a guy behind this.
Yeah.
Let the angry lady rant. She'll wear herself out.
And that's your strategy here.
It certainly is. So she continues. These women are stupid. They do not know the danger. Just speak out, these scam hunters. See, you're all stupid.
Oh, God.
Anne says so. Since they are looking for men, you're all horny. He goes, yes.
Ah! He's a lot of
help. Well, you gotta appreciate his candor. I mean, you know, not for nothing.
Okay.
He's talking to six other victims at the moment. He's just checking in periodically.
Yeah, like your phone. Yeah. All right,
cool.
Trying to have my lunch here, lady. Whatever you say.
I'm on my break.
Shift change.
Well, it's like when we're on the road and we're working on stuff for the show, and you'll go, Joe, did you take care of that? Yeah, I'm going to be working on that when we get home. You know, just the same way. And I'm in the middle of something, and I'm just, you know, telling you.
Yeah, really.
She goes, this is why they cannot be victims. You can see their languages. The scammers laugh them. This is why. I found the truth. Those scam hunters deny them. He goes, send all to me.
Oh, of course. CC me on everything you got, honey. Give me more ammo.
She goes, they want to kill me. I just use keywords. I will. I guess mean send it. It is easy to break their code now. From James Case, I found it. Last night. He goes, good. She goes, they are creating a network. I think so. They have much money. They are doing it. Scammers. He goes, we'll track them all down. Probably the next hunt.
Yes. He's hitting his elbow against one of them while he's
talking about you.
What, are you kidding me? Is Silas back?
I don't know. I'll be the one who gets annoyed when the phone rings.
I know. You're so funny.
The hotline, then when the thing rings, you get pissed.
I know.
Now nobody's there.
Oh, come on. Ring and run.
We ask people to call the hotline.
And it's like, and damn you.
Oh, for Christ's sake, who's this?
Yeah. How dare you
noted.
Call? How
you ask them to call, stupid. They actually do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're not there.
I know. Well, you didn't know that before you got angry.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe they give whoever it was. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
No, there's a delay. They couldn't have heard my rant.
He's already complaining. I better not say what I was going to say.
That prick's an asshole. He's already had one call tonight.
Yeah, oh, no.
Actually, two, but one that stayed on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Three phone calls.
How many hang-ups will we get tonight?
She continues, they are creating a network. I think so. They have much money. They are doing it. Scammers. He goes,
wait, they're creating a network?
They're creating a network.
Idiot.
Maybe they're looking for a radio show, this network.
Hey, is it a network that we can get on? Sorry.
He goes, we'll track them all down. Of course you will.
Yes. Yes. The cavalry.
She goes, they're also buying weapons. Please, see the photos I sent you. They are well-educated. I will do something. Bye. He goes, bye. I just found it from the James case. It is easy. So easy to find them. He goes, okay. Mr. Davin!
By the way, Trucker Tom says, on the phone, it's brown cotton. The jig is up.
Yeah, really. Mr. Davin, report these people who I told you. You will know the results because the authorities may contact you. Thank you so much. This is Brown Cotton's agent, David Moore, mail address. I don't know if this is a typo or he's stupid. I don't know what it is. You know, in this story, you don't know.
Hard to tell.
I wish I could tell you for sure, but what I have from the email was agentst David Moore at Outlook.com.
I don't know if it's the email or he's stupid or whatever. I don't know.
It's, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other at this point.
She goes, I never get any mail from this man, so you can hunt him. Give it a try. Thanks, Ann. So there you go.
Well, that was just as baffling as ever. But I'm still hung up on the art history bit. What the fuck was that? That was the detail alarmed me.
It's kind of like what you said with, like, the Illuminati. Apparently the clues are right there. You just have to know what you're looking
but
for.
Well, I cracked the code. Money means money laundering.
But my whole point is everything's been making total sense up till
now.
Really?
It is kind of random, though.
I was getting that kind of crazy, and all of a sudden this is like, argh, boom.
It was
like
a different kind of crazy.
It's like, why is she bringing up geometry all of a sudden in the middle of the conversation? Like, what does it have to do with the price of rice?
It just shows a person who I think is excited. She's excited by what she thinks she's found and everything.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know what's important.
No.
She doesn't focus on the important things.
No. No.
And
well, because sometimes it's emotion over common sense, and emotion will rule the day a lot of the times.
Oh, yeah. who are you talking about that, Joe?
A lot of the times.
So that's where we are.
I know we only had two Mr. Davins. Now, the chat is wise to us. And they're
wise to who?
They're wise to us because
not
they're
wise to me.
No, they're picking low numbers with the Mr. Davins because they're like they've been dropping off recently, so that's why they're all lowballed.
Yeah, but we've also I could throw a 14 at that. You never know.
You never.
It
do
really
know.
Depends on the amount of conversations I have with her that day.
Yes, it really. You never do know. But the other thing is,
I would think how long, and I'm going to get a little secret. I think the little trick is how long the Scambusters song is.
Oh.
No, you think so?
Yeah, I would think so.
If you had more to read from her, you would cut the song short.
I mean, in this case, I just got distracted because the phone rang.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well,
all right. Well,
I went with five. I still
theory.
Stand even though it wasn't
You still
there.
Stand with five even though the bit's over?
I still stand with the five.
Somebody guessed two, I think.
No. Lisa guessed three.
Oh, you guys were all around.
And Tom was
Tommy
one.
Tommy guessed one, yeah.
So it was like.
So I guess you're all losers. We'll move on.
That's not news.
I don't think the chat wanted to be called losers.
No, not you guys.
Shall we continue with
yes,
my beautiful girlfriend and her husband?
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right, last week was a very eventful week.
Yes.
Spoke to Belinda twice. She slipped up and everybody thinks they heard my husband.
I know, I heard it.
She says my sister. We, uh-huh. I think everybody felt they heard a man in the background telling her what to say.
Uh-huh.
I think we felt like I was put on hold a couple times.
Yeah.
The first phone call, Belinda was loving the fake Davin.
Oh, yeah. No, she was like so excited to hear from
and
you.
It was genuine excitement.
Yes, it was.
It was genuine excitement and everything. And she had no idea that we've been having problems.
No. No.
Which it kind of goes back to.
Not the curry house. It's pretty evident there.
But it kind of goes back to when we thought that her voice, who she was, had changed. You know what I'm saying?
The yes. Yeah. Yes, you're dealing with a different person, totally different person.
And we kind of got that one in between calls. You called me, right?
yeah, it's like, yes.
And then I broke the news that because of these fake scams, Dick Eldorado killed himself.
Yes.
Over Mavis Mills. And more sadly, Mr. Whiskers as well. I think that's where the outpouring of concern was.
Well, that's all, yeah, because
that was
like
where
movie,
mine
like,
came from.
For the fake cat.
If you yes. watch, like, yeah, if you watch a Western, you know, and 20 cowboys get shot dead and the horse buys it, you're like, oh, man.
Oh, not the horse.
Not the horse.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, poor Mr. Whiskers.
Yeah, it was a little upsetting.
Yeah.
This was such a special episode, my wife actually came down to listen.
Yes.
Because she wanted to hear the death of Dick Eldorado.
Yeah, she was very excited about your demise there.
Demise, yes.
So you guys have had a week to process anything. Is there any other thoughts different from last week or expanded on, or should we just get into it?
I think we should get into it.
Well, I got
oh,
one.
Sorry.
I just want to see where Belinda is with this, because you laid a guilt trip on
well,
her.
Well, which Belinda?
The one, the original one.
Original Belinda.
The one
original
on the phone.
Because
I don't know if she's the original.
Well,
well, the one that we connect to.
Yeah.
The one that knows most of the backstory.
Okay, the one we've enjoyed.
The one that you laid down the whole trip on Dick Eldorado.
The video chat, Belinda.
The video chat. Because basically, for all facts and purposes, Dick Eldorado was a real person that killed himself. Okay?
Yeah.
And if you're under the perception that that was a real person, as a human being, you have to live with that. Now, mm-hmm. Second part of the equation is, she seems to be at home with her husband or whatever doing these calls. Okay,
right.
It seems that maybe this isn't something that she really wants to do. She's got to do it. You know, you get that. You get that.
Which fans of the show have mentioned before in the chat, where the men are making the women.
Okay,
yes.
Now,
yeah,
with
that
with that understanding, somebody died that she had a hand in,
well,
or possibly could have had a hand in.
Well, their reaction to me was, "Get over it."
Yeah, she said it. The one that were like, "Oh, she's so lovey-dovey with fake Davin," she was just like, "Oh, that's too bad. Well, you know, move on."
All right, but let's expand upon it. All right, the quick answer, get over it. Once she gets off the phone and once she's sitting in a room by herself, do you think she would get over that?
Here's what I was thinking about this week. I hope, because let's be honest, there was a miscommunication in the scammer syndicate.
They screwed up.
It's their fault for not letting her know what's going on. But, you know, this is man's work now, apparently, pretending to be a
woman. Yeah, but somebody has to go upstairs. You know, somebody's
gotta
go upstairs.
What I'm hoping is, I'm hoping, like, they didn't do anything to her. I would hate to think that they actually hit her or did something.
Right.
Wouldn't hit her because she didn't have a hand in it.
It doesn't matter. You got to hit somebody. What, like, you hit a woman.
And
you hit somebody. You don't.
But still, I mean, they put her on the spot. I mean, you caught her with her drawers down.
I understand, but we don't know what type of guy this is. I mean, I would hate to
true
think
too.
That
maybe she went in an elevator. You know,
I don't know. I'm not saying Belinda's a good person, but I don't want her to get hit. I mean, I did like this person.
Yeah, well, you don't want harm to come to them, like physical harm, but
yeah, I think she's a person that had no choice but to do what she's supposed to do.
Yeah,
with this scamming syndicate, and like I said, you know, as a human being, you have to. You know, at the end of the day, once you hang up that phone, once you're sitting in your room alone with the lights off, you have to think about what the ramifications were. Somebody killed themselves over this.
Yeah,
somebody lost their life.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, it's real in their world.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, just, you know, you might be seeing this as part of a big Australian article coming out. And they were, in the next couple of weeks, they interviewed us and a bunch of other people, baiters and victims and people of some anti-scam groups. And they are kind of fascinated because what this really is, and I've told people, I go, this is actually a genuine reaction of what a scammer sounds like when you tell them that they're responsible for a suicide, a death.
Yeah.
Because for all intents and purposes, there's no indication that they don't believe this.
Right.
For all intents and purposes, this is real.
Cold.
All right.
I flipped the script. This is psychological warfare.
All right.
Yes.
Now, and that's an important thing you said. We do this to scam them. We do this to show what they're like. On our end, there's not that big emotional connection, okay? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if you had a big emotional investment in this, and you got an answer like we got from her last week?
Oh my god! I'd be so hurt and angry, and I was angry.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, for us to sit by, I mean, for you, you were angry because you have more of a connection in it. We're sitting here going,
just playing a character.
I understand, but still, we're sitting here going,
I'm glad I could fool you, stupid.
Yeah. All right, but not all right. Then fine, come on our side with it. Then you sit there and go, gee, can you imagine the balls on his bro?
Yeah.
But then that's for with the disconnect we have. But yeah. To be emotionally involved, that's devastating.
Here's what I just thought about this. This group is not, they've never been confronted with anything like me before.
No.
They are not good. They are not good on the fly. Because remember, I'm doing all this on the fly. I'm reacting to them on the fly.
So,
yeah.
They can't react to this
all right,
shit.
Now, like I said, let's look at the whole situation again. All right. She gave that cold pat answer that could be emotionally devastating, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Davin says right after, and they never dealt like with anything like this. Fine, I agree.
Yeah.
Get off the phone. When they get off the phone
mm-hmm.
and they have to sit in an empty room at night, they'll think about that. They'll think
about
that.
That's the plan.
They'll think about
it. Yeah.
That.
Well,
you have to. You have, as a human being with any
well,
sense.
Well, they might not have. They might not have empathy, Joe. I really don't
they
think
they might not have, but I get a funny feeling she might have.
So you've bought into her.
I bought into her under the auspices that she's there doing this thing that they want her to
I've
do.
I've actually rehabilitated the opinion people have of Belinda through this
because
bit.
We've gotten to know her on the phone and from the way she sounds on the phone and the way that she sounded genuine on the phone. You got to remember, everything changes in this whole story from show to show, from reading to reading. You saw the and you even pointed it out. Did you hear the sound pattern, the happy sound pattern that she had in
my
the voice?
My wife doesn't even get that happy to hear me.
And, Devin, you even said, and that sounded genuine. Good. It sounded genuine.
And she's not a good actress.
And right.
No.
All right, fine. So you gave her something to think about when you got off that phone with her that night.
All right. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Because we did chat further after the phone call.
Yeah.
There was Facebook chatting.
Yes.
So she
now,
goes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Facebook chatting with the one you spoke with or face with the new one?
Well, whoever the Facebook avatar is, you guys can decide for yourself.
All right.
I don't have a camera in
there. I'm just trying to clarify where we are.
If this was a
TV
show, we'd have a camera there.
We had a big point to move on from now. You know, all right.
We got
to
figure out what's going on. You guys can decide for yourself.
All right.
Which one's he talking to now?
Send me the money. No, sorry.
What's with this court?
Show me the money.
So she goes, I want to be with you. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh.
I go, you have a funny way of showing it. She goes, I know, but things keep moving from bad to worse. I think that's a little moment of truth, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody got a couple of phone calls.
Yeah, exactly.
My opinion, I don't think that's the old Belinda. I think that's the new Belinda that just got a couple of quick phone calls and some new notes.
Yeah, right?
No, you think this is the guy. You think this is the husband.
The guy. The guy or the new person, whoever it is.
Yeah, whoever. She goes, I hate to do that, but nothing goes on well these days, and I'm losing my mind. I go, and you're losing me as well. I loved you, but you just kept pushing me out of your life. You push me to other women. You just never felt the way about me like I did for you. And now I'm full of rage. I've never been that way before. She goes, I know. I could tell from your voice. Excellent acting.
Yes, yes.
She goes, you love me. Does that mean you don't love me anymore? Are wrong to say I didn't feel that way you felt. I know I did. Now remember, two conversations ago, she wouldn't say that she loved me.
I know.
When I called Belinda, unprovoked, unprompted, she said she loves me.
Yeah.
Now, if we go with Joe's theory, the guy's like, all right, I love you. So I've flipped the script and kept it going.
There were some phone calls made after they got done with you. There was.
This happened right afterwards.
Well, no, he means like there was some comparing of notes.
Right.
There were some phone calls made on their end.
Yeah.
you know.
Compared notes and said, okay, we better get on the, right, look, the same
we got,
page.
We got problems. He just called me.
Yeah.
All right. If he's writing you, this is, you know, maybe we'll send you some more script, you know, but this is where we are with this shit.
So I go, I don't know what to feel about you anymore. I want to love you. You've hurt me so many times. I know two things. I love my daughter, and I hate Mavis Mills. That is all I know for sure.
Ooh.
She goes, you want to love me? I go, I want what we had to be real. I want to love you. I want you to love me. But I can't force those things to happen. She goes, we can work things out, but it's going to be hard. Well, that's a nice change.
Yeah.
I go, it will never work if you do not love me. It will never work if when things are tough, you pull away from me instead of running towards me. She goes, I've been running to you every time the problems won't go away. If I run to you, I have to find ways and means to solve them. I go, you run to me? You just hung up the phone on me.
Do you think that this needs a musical bed of I Want to Know What Love Is?
All right, post. She goes, I didn't thought you said that the phone, I didn't. I thought you said the phone card ran out. Why would I hang up on you? I go, I said no such thing. I go, I have no idea why you would do anything anymore. She goes, I'm not as bad as you paint me to be. I go, I did not say you were bad. My hands are shaking. This is the first time I've come to terms with the loss of my friend.
Ooh.
She goes, I understand, and I'm very sorry for your loss, but you're making me feel bad about myself. I don't know what I've done to merit something like that. I go, well, you should feel bad. We had a big hand in this. We are not guilt-free. She goes, what'd I do?
Oh.
I go, you lied to me about that bitch. That's what you did. I fucking talked to her and tried to befriend her, but she is the devil. God does not forgive those with blood on their hands. Now, remember, they pronounce themselves big Christians, and they think if they confess their sins,
yes,
all is forgiven. That's right. Why they don't worry about this.
They don't worry about things in between.
Exactly.
So
I'm like, well, God don't forgive this.
They're just skipping through the blood puddles.
There should have been more compassion in that, though.
Yeah, there should have been.
And
she's concerned about why is she guilty.
Right, and yeah. I think the old Belinda, or you know, the Belinda that you were speaking with on the phone, would have more compassion and would try to bring you through it a lot more than this person is right now.
Yeah,
or she might have just said, "Okay."
I don't think
there's a lot
yeah,
of those.
There's a lot of all right, like but, that guy just before.
But that's fine. But you would have gotten that awkward kind of bowing out of that. You're getting more cut and dry answers than you would have.
Yeah.
Than you should be getting. You know what I'm saying?
I go, God does not forgive those with blood on their hands. She goes, what did I lie to you about? I go, check your files.
Check your files.
I go, we have a new
kinda
name.
Kind of nasty, but true. Trying to help out.
We have a new name for Schizo Belinda.
Did you say that?
I did.
Wow.
She goes, what's that? I go, schizophrenia, multiple personalities. Hold on, I think Agnes is trying to message me.
What?
I said, hold on, I think Agnes is trying to message me.
Oh, I get it. I'm sorry.
Okay, now.
Now we got to set up. Agnes was who they were trying to be before they came through as the real people. Agnes was using the avatar of Juliana Love, which I'm sure Juliana wishes never happened at this point.
Right.
Cost her some money. But, and then, you know, right the day before, which still nobody can explain, the day before I was going to send the millions of dollars because of the divorce, I'm not the girl in the avatar. I'm a Ghanaian.
Just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
That still has not been explained.
Right. Now, at this moment in time right now, before we move on, you need to bullet point this to see what her answer is going to be. Because if they're not up on their facts, you know, you got to really be up on your facts to know the transition from
Agnes to
Belinda. So if this is the new person or the husband, I'm waiting, you know, key right here is going to be the response.
You know, I was thinking.
That question.
I was thinking that's like, why would they come clean before the money's coming? Because before that, they had certainly asked for money. We're doing that in the clips now that are going to go up this week, and that went up last week. They were as Agnes asking for money, mentioning of Ishmael Abbey.
Right.
The names are still consistent.
Yeah.
And then the day before the money, I got to think it was a mistake. I just have to think they messed up.
That she messed up saying that my real name is Belinda?
Yeah. I mean, there's no strategy behind it.
It might have been also also with the story as well. The clips go up on Friday, right?
Clips go up when James puts them up.
Okay.
Thursday or Friday.
One of my websites not done. All right. When the clips go up, check it out because you noticed how they were dancing around. They've been dancing around the money, as Davins was saying.
Right.
These clips take place during Hurricane Sandy. And November 2012. And basically, there is emphasis on $700 being sent out that that Agnes is very adamant about. She hasn't been adamant about money in a while, but on this sequence, she was very adamant about getting that money out by either a credit card or a Western Union. I'm not going to go into detail. It was, really, it was a really good segment.
I did suggest that we could, instead of doing that for the money, there could be porn. Yes. And she could send pictures.
Yes.
And then I had, because as Joe said, she was very adamant. I had another idea of what to do with the money.
Right. But however, you, if you notice in the past year, there's been a lot of dancing around the money. The money's really haven't been that much of an emphasis. It damn well, on this segment that's coming up on when James posts it, it damn well is.
It'll be up this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, right now, they're still dancing around the money in the sense that she's saying, I have troubles. She keeps alluding to her problems need help.
Yeah, she's more straightforward.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, but more so than the Belinda was that you were doing phone conversations with.
Yeah, earlier. Yeah.
So, and like I said, this is key right here where we're going with this. Mm-hmm. Well, see what her answer is.
I go, hold on. I think Agnes is trying to message me. She goes, I don't know about that, but you have to adapt to the situation you are in when the time comes. You think that was his inner mantra to himself?
Yeah, that was almost like self talk.
It was almost like them thinking out loud and typing it by mistake.
Right, and then just trying to get past this, trying to get past that really big, because if you're not on your game, you're like, what the hell? And praying to God that stupid doesn't pick up on it. Yeah.
I know.
then she goes, are you serious, Agnes? I go, don't you know her?
He did.
What? What?
He did.
Are you serious, Agnes? She goes. I go, don't you know her? Shall I say you said hello?
Oh, funny.
She goes, is that comic relief or are you serious? Because I can't tell the difference anymore.
Your audience say the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not know? Obviously, it's not real.
And that's what they said to you?
Yeah. I mean, you have to know it's BS because you created Agnes.
Yes.
Unless somebody, left the company.
Well, let's look at
it. It's really funny that she said, I don't know what's real anymore.
Right.
Do tell.
Now, the whole story was discussed where they came clean. It's just amazing to me where they're just, they're answering it as a totally different person that doesn't know the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a breakdown in communication.
They know of Agnes. They clearly know of Agnes.
But the answer should have been, if I'm the scammer, Davin, how many times do I have to tell you I was portraying myself as Agnes, but I love you so much, I'm portraying myself as Belinda. I don't know how much more I can...
How many people do we have to put on this case to convince you?
But
really.
But that's the answer you should have got instead of this... I don't know. Jesus Christ. What do you want?
Oh, come on. Don't go back to that. You know I'm Belinda. I'm not scamming you.
It wasn't a compassionate answer.
No.
You should have been told, how many times do I have to tell you that I love you and this is why I did... you're not... That's the answer you should be getting, and you know that is. We know that is. But you're not. You're getting this pat answer. What was the answer? What did they say again, please?
Is that a comic relief or are you serious? Because I can't tell the difference anymore.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
and that's the answer you're getting through that whole situation with the other person?
I know.
They're glossing over it.
By the way, Lisa in the chat says, second shift.
Absolutely.
I'm off the clock. You deal with this asshole.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I go, what relief does a heartbroken comic get? She goes, I'm hungry, and I'll be going out to get some kinky and fish to eat.
Excuse me?
She's hungry.
She's going to get some kinky?
Yeah, she's going to eat some fish nets and some snails or something.
What? Yeah. What's with this non sequitur?
She's hungry.
Okay.
Second shift.
Yeah, really.
Time to punch out. So I go get food. I'll either be drunk or dead.
Oh, this reminds me of the conversation I was having with your wife right before the show about your friend.
This reminds me when my wife goes to Dick Sills Diner. All right.
I'll either be drunk or dead.
So how do you think she responded to that?
Okay.
Joe?
Cut and dry, to the point. Not the way it was supposed to be exposed to. Blatantly not the same person. Like I said, if it was the regular Belinda, the one you were talking to, it should have said, Davin, how many times do I have to tell you? I did this because I loved you because I told you. That's the answer. You did not. This is not the person. It's the cut and dry person.
Sharif says, bye.
Bye.
You know what, Sharif? He'd be lucky if he got that.
I know.
It'd be like old times if he got that.
Yes.
It would have been good old times if he
bye-y.
Got that.
Yeah,
at least things are starting to get back to normal. You know?
Yeah.
You welcome that around now.
The corny was cute. Now it's just like, yeah, go ahead, off yourself. You
right.
know?
So I say, go get food. I'll either be drunk or dead. And she goes, Oh, so now I don't have to eat anymore?
What? Oh, my God. What?
There's the compassion. Dead friend, dead cat. She's hungry.
I'll either be drunk or dead. What? Now I don't have to eat anymore? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Joe, I don't think this is the girl.
No.
I go, I can't believe what I've done. She goes, what have you done? Belinda, have a feast. Have a snack. Enjoy. She goes, you're making me feel bad. You make me feel like a bad person. That is not fair. I think you need some time to cool off. I go, you are a bad person.
Wow.
So am I. And this is not about you. She goes, you have to calm down because we're not going to get anywhere if you are like this.
I'm not going to get any money out of you tonight.
You're delaying the process forever.
You're going to be in a mood. I'm never going to get down to Western Union.
I go, if Ishmael died, God forbid.
God forbid.
So I put God forbid. Because of something I did, I would not be able to lie with myself. You want to turn down the volume, stupid?
I was expecting getting attacked.
All sorts of devices are going off tonight.
Now I'm known as Belinda. I used to be Agnes.
So I said, if Ishmael died, God forbid, because of something I did, I would not be able to live with myself. She goes, I know and I understand, but you have to be calm.
Okay.
So I go, in caps, my fucking friend and his cat are dead, and me.
This is going to change. Like this is going to change an opinion.
Not his cat.
My fucking friend and his cat are dead, and me and my girlfriend had it handed. Calm is not on my mind right now.
That's not on the menu.
I am going to that psychotic.
Yeah.
Creepy, scary daddy.
The only problem is you're yelling at somebody that doesn't give a shit.
That is a problem. It's quite the contrast.
It is. This person is being like, oh, come on, what? I can't go get a snack because you're suicidal? Yeah. If you care about me, yes.
Remember, the other Belinda stayed on with me all day.
Oh, my God. She was so afraid that you were going to off yourself.
Exactly. I don't think we recorded that show. It's a shame. It was a good show.
Oh, we didn't?
No, I don't think we have it.
Damn.
I don't know. So she goes, I have to go. We'll try to be back so we can continue. Hope you're in a better mood. See you later and stay calm. It's like a stupid Facebook meme. Stay calm.
Have a good day, Chief.
Did she give you a little winky emoticon while she like waltzed off while you're like suicidal?
I go, better mood? I didn't lose a football match. The world lost a gentle soul because I'm a lustful dolt.
Lustful dolt.
And we lost a gentle soul.
Yeah.
See, we thought very highly of the Dick Eldorado joke.
He was a gentle soul.
He certainly was. And I'm a lustful dolt.
You killed him.
I didn't kill him.
No,
they killed him.
No,
they did.
In the story.
What?
The story, he's dead.
But he lives on in our hearts.
He does.
Like Jeter, he'll play forever.
Yes, and Mr. Whiskers will always purr in my heart.
Exactly. Cross the Rainbow Bridge. The imaginary Rainbow Bridge, not the real Rainbow Bridge.
Funny. Oh, they would have no idea what they're talking about.
She goes, I'm once again sorry for your loss. I don't know what to say anymore. I'll be back soon. I go, goodbye. I need to go to the bank before it closes and get something anyway. Now remember, do you remember what I put in the bank?
You put your gun in the safe deposit box, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
See, now, if I was your girlfriend, I would know that. If I was your, like, internet girlfriend and I was paying attention, I would be like, go into the bank to get something before they close. Oh, shit, not in the mood he's in.
But they don't care.
I know.
You know, they love somebody and they're dating somebody, you're going, you know, break up and you go, but I love you. It's like talking to the wall.
Yeah.
You know, essentially you're talking to the
wall.
But
it's weird because she just did love me.
A few hours ago. A couple hours ago. And now she's like, hope you get there before they close. Bye.
No, not even a
not
bye.
Even a
yeah,
bye.
But she said she loved you, but not in a meaningful way.
No, I don't think she genuinely loved me. I think she genuinely liked me. I think she had more compassion for me than this guy does.
Yeah, this guy's just like, yeah, whatever.
Well, the original, the Belinda that you were talking to on the phone did.
Yeah.
But this person...
Oh, there's no love with this person.
So what I find amazing is that you're pouring your heart out. You're going to kill yourself, you're going to do this, and alluding to the gun, and they're like, whatever, dude.
It is what it is. Mm. So what do you guys think?
Well, I'm kind of freaked out that he's now at that point again. And
who's at that point?
Fake Davin.
Yeah, we'd hate to lose two. We'd hate to lose two gentle souls.
No, well, Fake Davin is not a gentle soul. Fake Davin.
What are you
is,
talking about?
Fake Davin's a lunatic.
A gentle lunatic.
He's a sea salt.
No, dude, you
lunatic.
Got issues.
Yeah.
You got issues.
Yeah,
you got
in one bag.
That's something coming from Joe.
You got issues. Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I get issues in real life, but you're
Fake Davin's got the rest of them in the fake life.
It was
life.
Kind of funny post show how you were trying to explain to my wife that that she really would not want to know Fake Davin. She's like, no, I can handle. And
yeah,
you're like
no.
Fake Davin's a
listen,
creep.
I had to live with Fake Davin. You just live with the real one. I had to
fake
Davin
is
fake
a creep.
Davin, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not a complete creep. I was always good to Dick Eldorado.
You were good to Dick Eldorado.
I'm a good
but
friend.
The whole thing with writing porn.
Oh,
I got to pay my bills
and having them wear your kids' fairy wings.
I didn't specify that they do that. They did that on their own. It's not my fault. The nipples went through the ping pong net.
You know,
I was very distraught.
Yeah, but shooting out the TV.
And so was Belinda at the time, too.
I know. That one really seemed to care.
So who did I have animal sex with?
Wait a minute. Well, that was... Oh, wait. Who was that? Was that Agnes? No.
No, that was Belinda.
That was Belinda.
Was that my girl, Belinda?
I think so, yeah.
I think now the husband thing explains why we couldn't... It's weird. She would never do that, except when I pretended I was an animal for some reason. All right, he wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's accessible. Wait, let me look at my list of don'ts. Nope, doesn't say anything about a dog. You know, maybe he doesn't know. Just crazy.
Yeah.
Are you going to read more?
No.
Oh, we're done? Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we're in a weird spot.
That's usually where we end it.
I know.
In a weird... Well, let's just put a bow on it.
Yeah. Joe's looking like, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Let's wrap it up for the people so they don't come back.
No,
that's a great way to do a story.
No, I'm being selfish.
That's the end of the day.
Yeah, I know.
Smooth transitions all night long. And stumbling on to one topic to another.
And that's that?
Yes, we're stumbling.
This will stop. We will conclude this segment and then try to discuss some things for 5 minutes before we do plugs. So, it was cloudy today.
Yes.
The second mic will make comments to the first mic. And the third mic will
comment. You're not supposed
back.
To read the stage direction, stupid.
And we haven't been. Let me tell you, the past 2 minutes, that's the smoothest thing that's gone on.
That should never happen on the show where Joe is the smoothest thing.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I gave a lot of that. I gave a lot last week. This has been an eventful scamming. We had Silas Rothschild.
Which wasn't even intended.
No, that was weird.
But that was added to our scamming segments.
We learned Ann Jackson has studied art history.
Yeah.
And decoded the scamming code. And that Brown Cotton said that we've arrested all 14 of your scammers. We're working on 2 years, so case closed.
I'm glad they did all that work.
Thank God he was there. And, yeah, we think we got the unfriendly Belinda again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, not trying to break up with me at this point.
No.
Not wanting to put up with my shenanigans.
Right, that's true. I think that this will be completely... I think this is so engrossing, and the phone calls and everything that because you flipped the switch, they're like, well, wait, maybe there's some life in this left. You know, there's still some life
that
in this
That is the plan. You all wrote me off.
Yeah.
Well, for this minute right now where we are,
Joe, we're going to live happily ever after in the end. You wait and see. We're going to grow old together. Me, Belinda, her husband. For right now. Really stupid.
In the land of bullshit.
Exactly.
But for right this minute, in the land of bullshit, I think that they're just backpedaling enough to get you calmed down than to find out, all right, let's get back to work and see what we can do.
The crazy thing is they think they're still fooling me.
Of course.
Which just further proves that what I say all the time, they can't comprehend. Which is why Baiters is so successful, that somebody else is on the other side with bigger BS than them. They can't wrap their heads around
that. Let's expand on that. They've been so cold and cut and dry that
I'm so hot for you, and you're so cold!
She's She's got a burning bush. She's got a bur- Oh, sorry. That's the next part of the song.
I didn't know.
Let it be noted for the past hour, 3 hours, I've been marked as the asshole.
Let it be noted for the past 3 years, Joe has been marked as the asshole.
Let it be known in the last 30 seconds, I completely removed all the doubts about Joe and I put them on myself.
But the emotional connection, we're listening to this and listening to them going, boy, they are so cold, holy smokes.
Which is good, though. Here's the thing. You know, listen, you know, you do these things, I do these things, you want to have fun, you want to waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. That's what the average scam baiter does.
Yeah.
We have been afforded an opportunity with Belinda to do some psychological warfare and to find out things. Because most scam baiters don't get this far.
No,
they make scammers do hilarious things and waste their time and money. Funnier things than we've even done.
Cool.
But I've never heard of anybody doing this psychological warfare and taking it to this level. And really, I would implore, like, all people, if they're not sure what they're dealing with, you listen to last week's show.
Yeah.
That's what's on the other side. And one of the big – I put it up on Facebook on the Davin's Den Daily Scam Baiting tip – on a weekly scam baiting tip on Friday – that one of the new cons that they do is they say they come clean, like Belinda did.
Right.
And that they say they really fell for you, the scam baiter, and that's the next level of the con. Ah. And believe it or not, scam baiters are falling for it.
Oh, boy.
But this reveals exactly what that looks like.
I'm going to be frank with you. You were starting to be... you were starting to fall for a little bit.
I liked Belinda. I mean, we weren't running off to Ghana. You know, I'm going to get a yak across the ocean.
What I'm saying is you were just a skosh.
I like talking to her.
Which means that tactic they're using is fascinating.
No, they completely mind screwed me at one point. Where I had a friend who I was talking to. You guys didn't know what I was going through.
No.
Wife didn't know what I was going through. A person in the anti-scam community who I'm friends with, she was helping me through this. But she'd never seen anybody like this. She still is bewildered by... Nobody's ever seen
this
anything like this. You know.
But you know what my takeaway from last week was? That as much as that kinder, you know, giggly on the video, Belinda, the one that would joke with you and, like, be funny and sweet in the chat, that Belinda, the one that seemed to be the female that we got to, like, sort of like, mm-hmm. I actually at one point was worrying, oh, my God, what if... she's really for real and she's been duped or forced into doing this sort of thing. Like, you know, in some countries, you know, women are forced into prostitution or, you know, like sexual slaves.
Well, then the sex chats
would have gone better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sure would have. You know, she didn't know what she was doing.
No,
but
she was terrible at that.
Need
to talk to her husband about that.
Yeah, it's like I did not get wood at all from those conversations. No, and the thing was...
That's why you have no money. That's why you get no money scamming syndicate.
Well, the thing was that, you know, at one point, after she had come clean or quote-unquote come clean and said she was Belinda, I started thinking, what if this is some poor woman who's been forced into this, she's got a kid to support and everything, and we're being jackasses.
That thought crossed my mind. You know,
I was worried.
I mean, there's been points where I felt guilty about what we're doing.
Yeah, I was worried about that. But then it all came to roost last week when you were, you know, upset and hollering about your dead friend. You know, we had a hand in my friend being so upset from all this that he killed himself, that Mavis did this, and you know Mavis, and you know we're all our hands are bloody. And she was like, kind of like, Silas, walk it off, dude.
Well, I don't...
She had a moment to walk it off.
No, I don't know. I don't think that was her. I think it was her talking, but we heard voices in the background. I think they're feeding her.
Yeah, they were. That's true.
I think if it was me and her alone, I got to go.
But regardless, in the context of us doing a show scamming scammers, that's you know, that's kind of a mind screw. But think about it as a person being scammed. Not doing a show.
Yeah.
Getting through that emotional state and then being treated so cold and callously.
Yeah. No. It's brutal. That's why I can understand that story that originally, you know, what happened with Juliana, that, you know, her face was being used and that guy killed himself.
Right. And it just shows how horrible these people are.
Yeah, it's like, but you used to love me. We had all these talks, and you seem so great and everything, and they're just like, you know, screw you. Don't complain to me about it. You know, or whenever they come back with, it's like, you know, when they flip the switch and are so cold and callous, that's got to be a crushing blow.
And think about in a relationship you were in that ended. Okay, you were dating somebody or whatever. They would even the most cold-hearted person would go, look, I you're a very nice person, but I don't think it's going to go. You know, there is an ounce of compassion in something.
Yeah.
You know, in a real relationship where you go, you know, I look, it's not working out, or like, I do like you, but I'm with friends, the whole shit. Like, there is, in that statement, there is at least, majority of the breakups or anything, there is an ounce of compassion.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
All right, in this, there was, you know, there was not one ounce of compassion.
No, there didn't seem to be.
Well, that's why I think last week's show is just a great piece for people. You know, I would help the anti-scamming community and people and help this newspaper. The newspaper, they said they were fascinated by that thing. And I had just given them the raw audio. I had it. I really think the piece comes alive when you listen to the chats in between the phone calls that I had with Belinda.
Yes.
And when there's also the background that we laid before it. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, with it was such a growing problem that they're having in Australia, I think that it's
one of these, I don't remember, there was an article.
It's pointed.
In 2013, worldwide, $12.7 billion were lost to Nigerian scammers. $12.7 billion.
Jesus.
That's worldwide, right? You said worldwide.
That's a lot. And it's actually wealthy people that are falling for it a lot. But anyway, anywho, that's that, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, wow, that was really good scamming.
Who?
No, it was the scamming section.
Oh,
okay. Real good scamming.
You're
tonight.
Right, Joe. Nothing smooth tonight. I'll
Jesus
tell you.
Jesus Christ.
Good. You got the Moogle good tonight.
Man, oh, man,
I
oh, man.
I pat you on backs, my brother.
This is a rough around the edges show tonight, boy.
Like, there's ever been a smooth one?
There has been.
All right, well. I mean, this won't be that.
This is a good show. We've done a good, I think it was a good show tonight, but it hasn't been, you know, as smooth as we usually have it.
It kind of sounded like kicking a can down a cell of stairs.
A little bit. Or dragging a merch case down a cell of stairs.
Baggity boom! Boom, bang!
All right. We'll do this again next week. Let's thank some people for letting us do it this week, shall we?
Yes, please. Right.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call, 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. And, of course, check them out on the website, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the greatest and freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You can go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com. Next comedy show is October 10th. Frank and I were talking. They are turning people away now.
Wow.
So the show is sold out. Our own Joe Curry.
All right.
Be playing to a packed house.
They're turning them away with a big stick.
But they're actually, he had mentioned to me, maybe we'll add another show. He wanted to see if he had reservations for the general restaurant part. Maybe add another show.
Good.
So he had actually asked me, he's like, well, can you get comics? I'm like, I'm sure I could get comics, but if we stagger the time, we could have the same comics do both shows.
Right.
So, I mean, he didn't hear from me today. But either way, I would call and find out if there is going to be a second show added because, man, they're doing gangbusters at that place. Great food, great comedy. You get to see Joe. I'll be there. Pip may or may not be there. I don't know what her schedule allows at this point. But we'll have a good time. We'll hang out. Eric Mann's a great comic, so you'll have fun. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premise for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. You can't. You won't. I'll tell you what. You know what you would not do? You would not throw a Goldberg's bagel at an athlete because it's just too good to waste.
That's right.
Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut, and bangs all the hot customers. Whether you want breakfast...
gives them a basket afterwards.
Sure, gives them a parting knish. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event party or party cater. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call, 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And, of course, if you're a veteran or a fan of this show, you get 10% off if you mention it. Side-Splitting Productions, my company, great for comedians, DJs, karaoke, murder mysteries. Holidays are coming up. You need a Santa Claus. We can make that happen. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Mr. Helix, have anything?
Yes. Johnny and the Alamones will be playing at Pier 701 in Piermont, New York on October 3rd. And I think that their start time is listed wrong on their website. That's Pier 701. And I think they're going to start around 9 o'clock. But go there. I have never been there myself, but I'm told there's really good food.
They should expect an influx of Mexicans if you're going to be there.
that's for the wrong I have to bring my entourage.
Pitt will be inappropriately touched, so stay tuned. We'll hear about how that worked out next week.
That's when the Ramones
Bonita.
Play.
Bonita.
No, that's when the Ramones play. Johnny and the Alamone. Oh, I did get some touching, but it wasn't quite of the Mexican sort last time.
Oh, gotcha.
We'll have stories.
I'm sure. Joe?
Go on down and see them.
I'll be down at my home club in Jersey, Uncle Vinny's, down at 520 Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. I'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I believe I'll be there with R.C. Smith. Reservations 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for reservations, or go on to the website, UncleVinny's.com.
Well, kids.
Yes.
That's that.
Yes, that's that.
It has been a show.
It's been.
We're just going to seg the way we've been doing from soup to nuts, fine. I see here.
It's a theme. It's a theme. Yes. It was a good time tonight. Good time.
Yes,
a lot of interesting things. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room, listening live. Thank you guys who download the show, listening on a replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. And as always, we'll see you next Tuesday.